podcast two. Are you ready?
I don't know.
Well, you better be.
Okay.
Because it's just blooming started, hasn't it? Thank you very much for tuning in. It's mattandben.net. It's audioboo.fm/mattandben. It's youtube.com/mattandben0.
This isn't on that.
Yeah, but, you know.
There's other stuff. Carry on.
It's still an outlet. mattandben0@gmail.com. Lots of various...
Oh, no, because then we'll get people emailing.
Yeah, they can email us.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
No, they're not allowed to.
No, they can't, because we're all nice and that.
No, but I don't want their emails clogging up my email.
Oh, shut up. It gives you something to do, doesn't it? Anyway, can we have a can, please?
You can.
Because I haven't had
alcohol. That's how these are going to go, isn't it? We're just going to start drinking at the beginning of every single one.
So...
That's what makes people humorous.
Mm, yeah.
Is that the right word?
No.
That's not the right word.
Not at all. No.
Yeah, funny. That's what makes them funny.
Right.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, yeah. If we didn't have the alcohol, it would just be a mess. It would be terrible. So, today...
Is there a variant of the word humour to describe a person? Humourful. Humorous.
Humorous or humorous.
Isn't that a bone in the body?
There is the humerus in the knee, I believe.
Oh.
But, you know, it's the process...
So, drinking alcohol makes you more knee.
No, it's the process of being a humorous person, isn't it? Anyway, if you're drinking along with us today, believe me, you and me, that the best way to enjoy these is with alcohol.
Yeah.
It is Cronenberg.
Thoroughly intoxicated.
1664, so let's open them together. There we go. I hope you've done that along.
That was actually synchronised.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, you see, we're so in tune.
We've done so much work together. That we've become thoroughly in tune. So get yourself a can, wine, spirits, something heavy, preferably.
Yeah, and it has to be in a can, though.
Indeed. Yeah. Get ready for something pretty intense. It's the Matt and Ben Podcast 2! Woo!
You are far too excited.
I just love being in space. We're in space, by the way.
Okay. As long as I know.
Joobadoobadoo. We're just kind of floating around, you know, in our spaceship. And, no!
What was that?
It's a duck! Apparently. Oh, for God's sake. No, it's not. There we are. There we are.
Ow.
Another.
That's really loud.
That's
and painful.
I'll turn it down. But there's many. Yeah. There are many ducks in our spaceship.
Ow, that's painful.
Bloody hell! Shush. Now what's gonna happen, Ben?
Yeah.
Is I'm gonna shoot one with my space laser. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. Come on. Whoa. I didn't expect it to be that loud. Oh, what? Dear. Right, okay, we'll try and... Oh, dear me. Oh.
Well,
The duck is still here.
Oh dear.
There's one duck. Well, oh God. I think we're gonna have to shoot it with my massive. Here we go.
Here we
go.
Got another one.
Let's get the big one. Let's get the big one. Here we are.
Wait a minute. Weren't the ducks inside the spaceship? Didn't you say the ducks were inside the...
It's still there! It's fine!
Wait. You said the ducks were inside the... Are you sure it's safe to be firing weapons like that?
Yeah.
Inside the spaceship?
Well, I was trying to kill the ducks, you see. That was the story.
Yeah, you'll kill us.
But the duck's still here. It's still fine. See?
Oh,
listen. He's still here. Listen. There we are. It's fine. Don't worry. Rightio, last week we had the first in the series of fun things to do with duct tape.
Ooh.
And here...
And it's back, is it?
It's back.
Hooray!
It's our regular feature. The duct tape is back, it's here. We've got a nice roll of it. And the way this one's going to work, I'm going to need your help for this.
Okay.
So we're going to rip off a little... I mean, how much would you say that is?
I don't know.
Maybe. 4 inches, maybe. So take that in your hand.
Okay.
That's brilliant. Okay, and we're going to need another one about that size as well. Okay. So if you take that one, please, Ben. Thank you. Now, I don't...
Stuck to your hand.
I don't recommend that you do this at home. Okay. I just warn you. Okay, so take each one of these coins.
If you my hands are... I'll just stick that there.
Just stick it. Come on.
Okay.
Think laterally. Okay,
what
now
is
put,
this coin?
These are American half dollars. I don't recommend you do this at home.
Where did you get these from? Don't say America.
No. I think I bought them on some website.
I bet they cost you more than 50 cents as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Yeah.
I think it cost me about £3 each. Something ridiculous like that. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
So if you stick each one of those in the middle of the piece of duct tape, please.
Okay.
Okay. So this is just for preparation measures.
Right.
Wonderful.
Do I need to wrap them up or anything, or just
No. Please don't wrap them up, because I'll take my headphones off.
Right.
And if you could pass me the first piece of duct tape, please, whichever one that you want.
There we go.
Okay. Let me just... Oh, dear, sorry. There's a bit of feedback there. Hey! So I'm going to stick this over my eye, okay? Oh, I'll take my glasses off first. That is
a
tip.
Are you sure that's wise?
If you wear glasses. No, it's not, but it's going over there.
I mean, you're going to lose an eyebrow.
I'm sticking it to my... let's do it the other way. Stick it to your face there. Okay. And if you could give me the other piece of duct tape as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and that is going to be stuck over the other eye, okay? So.
Right. I kind of need to take a picture of this.
You basically stick it on your... on your face. Do you want to take a picture?
Yeah, kind of. Because you look very weird.
Well, there's my phone, so you can
how
take
do
a picture
you,
of that.
How do you find the camera
on the camera. On the Oojit, and then just take
right,
a picture.
Okay, hang on. If I right. hold it sideways, well, should I hold it upright? I'll hold it upright. Right, look.
There we
follow
go.
Follow the sound of my voice.
Okay.
Hang on. Just keep looking.
Okay. You gonna take one?
Wait. Look a little bit to your left.
To your left. Yeah.
Yeah, but move your head a bit to your left as well. No, move the whole head.
Because the microphone's in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God, there's a flash. There we go.
There we go.
There we go. Now, I'm also going to put some tape around my face. Like this. I just tap it around your face.
I think he's gone insane.
Okay. So, basically, what you have to do is, wrap the tape around your face. I mean, stop before it gets ridiculous. Just taking a picture.
I'm taking a series of pictures.
So, the kind of look you're going for is the tape completely, covering your face. And you just sort of wait here for a while and sort of enjoy the ambience.
And then, are you going somewhere with this, or did you just feel like being blind for a day?
It was kind of a.
I was going to pass you your phone then. Just hold your hand out a minute.
Okay. Have I got my phone back? There we are. As the music stopped, let me just.
Oh well. Hey, you're not allowed to see.
I can't feel it. There. Is it playing?
No. Do you want me to do it?
Can you?
I don't know what buttons to press. Hang on, just tell me which buttons to press and I'll do it.
It's on CD player 1.
Right.
And then it's track 3. If you can play that one.
Pass me some headphones so I can see if it's playing.
You should be able to see it anyway.
Yeah, but it looks like it is. But I don't know if it is. Hang on, just leave it on. No! No! That's gotta hurt.
Oh my god! CD. There we go. It's playing.
Oh, you had the fader, you.
So, I mean, I don't know if that was fun.
That looked painful.
This is Matt and Ben. Ben said we had to try and be professional. How's the Cronenberg?
It's all right. It's all right.
It's nice. It's nice. I haven't had a Cronen in a little while. Now, I've been composing again.
Have you?
Now,
what have you composed this time?
Well, I'm trying to make these things educational, right? And I'm trying to... They are. Don't laugh.
Oh, dear.
God's sake. I'm trying to make them educational.
I mean, looking at what we've done so far...
They're educational.
It's not working.
They're educational, right?
Yeah.
And a new skill. I think everybody needs a bit of a new skill now and again.
Okay.
And a thing that I can do that quite a few people can't do is say the alphabet backwards. Can you see the alphabet backwards? Can you?
No.
No? No, okay. Well, what I've done is I've composed a song... in order to teach you how to do the alphabet backwards, okay? So you can you can join in with this as well. Here we go. There we go. Ha! You ready? Z Y X W V U T S R Q P O N M L K J I H G E F E D C B A. What do you think?
I don't know if you're right.
Can you join in? Can you join in this time?
No.
Everyone at home, can you join in along with this, please? ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGEFEDCBA. Do you think it's right?
But it could be right.
As far as you can tell.
I don't know.
Oh, use your head. You know, this is impressive.
It's backwards. I don't do backwards.
Not everyone could do this. Z, Y, X,
W, I'm one of those people.
V, U, T, S, R, Q, P, O, N, M, L, K, J, I, H, G, E, F, E, D, C, B, A. And I can confirm that I'm not looking at any bits of paper.
Yeah, no, you're not looking at anything.
It's magical. See?
Right.
Everyone's learned something new. It's good.
Didn't they use that in America as a sobriety test? The alphabet backwards.
Oh, do they? Well, it proves that I'm stone.
You're sorted then, aren't
I
you?
I am stone.
You can drive
sober.
As alcohol fueled as you like. And you can do that.
That's brilliant. Yeah. One day, Ben, we might have to try and make some money out of these things.
No.
So I've been thinking about trying to kind of epitomise on things that people, because at the moment it's reality TV. Lots of people are watching reality TV. Game shows are going to come back at some point, aren't they?
They must do.
Probably.
Surely.
I mean, I hope so. So we're going to do a kind of game show.
Okay.
I've got some questions.
I am terrible at game shows.
Well, I mean, you're going to have a go at this one.
Okay.
Okay. Every game show needs a twist. All right. So if you could just stand up for me, mate.
Okay. Should I bring the mic with me to sort of stand up?
Yeah, bring the mic with you. That would be a good thing.
I am stood up now. So, should I take my headphones off? Do I need to take
No, because you're going to need to hear me.
Okay.
So I'm going to blindfold you.
I'm sure I would have been able to hear you anyway.
But there might be some.
You could have warned me and told me to take my glasses off first.
No!
You idiot.
No, oh,
you fucking idiot. They were painful in my face.
Yeah, but that's what I was aiming for. Okay.
Well, ow! That's actually that hurts. That hurts quite a lot.
So you can't see anything. I mean, I don't know how that.
I'm going to cower in the corner because last time I closed my eyes, you hit me with something.
Well, I mean, a similar thing is going to happen this time. I'm not going to actually hit you. It's just I've got the Guardian here.
Okay.
And I'm going to wrap. I'm just going to screw that into some balls.
You're going to throw some at me.
Yeah, I'm going to throw them at you while you answer some questions. Okay.
I don't know the answer to any questions.
I don't really know how this is going. Let's just get some game show music going. Ooh, here we go.
Wow.
Yeah, I nicked this. I didn't make it.
Okay, yeah, it sounds too good, really.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just...
Anytime. Well, you're about to throw things at me, so I'm going to insult you.
Yeah, it is the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, I got that.
Bit more. Here we go. Right, okay, we're nearly here. Here we go. So, Grand Central Terminal, Park Avenue, New York, is the world's largest railway station. A. B. Highest railway station. C. Longest railway station. Or D. None of the above. What do you think?
What the hell?
Just say A, B, C, or D.
D.
D, it's wrong! It's wrong! Throw paper at you! Anyway, number two. Entomology is the science that studies A, behavior of human beings.
I have no idea.
B, insects. C, the origin and history of technical and scientific terms. Or D, the formation of rocks. What do you think?
Can I...
That was rather dramatic.
What do you think? What do you think?
Can I phone a friend?
No!
Can I ask an audience?
No! Just answer!
Oh, God. I said C at the beginning.
C?
So fuck
no!
It.
Wrong!
Yeah.
Wrong!
What was that?
Ow! Damn! Don't paper at you! Right! Number three.
A.
Interior, which has been the 182nd
member
of the UN in 1993, is the continent of A, Asia,
no.
B, Africa, C, Europe, or D, Australia. What is it?
E.
No! Come on, A, B, C, or D?
I don't care.
Answer!
No.
A, B, C, or D?
No.
A, B, C, or D? A, B, C, or D?
What happened there?
I've cut it off.
Oh,
A, B, C, or D.
Okay, good. Ow.
A, B, A? Finish the feature off.
B, I don't care.
B, yeah, it's right.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know what the question was?
No. I haven't listened to any of the questions.
Oh, well done, mate. I'm not going to throw any more paper at you, so it's fine.
Oh, thank God for that.
That was fun.
I quite like having the scarf as a head thing now. I've lifted it up.
That's kind of your new thing.
Yeah.
So, podcast two, we've come to the end once again. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again next week.
And we apologise for its awfulness.
It's been good. It's been good. Shush.
Oh dear. If you've made it to this point, then you're a stronger person than I am.
We're supposed to be promoting these things, for God's sake.
Well,
go to manben.net for lots of lovely things. We'll see you again next week.
Check out some of the other podcasts. I'm sure they're better.